We have a list of all the guests. We have your name, your name, your name, your name. I'm just sorry I don't know all of you well enough to say, I'm glad to you're here. Now, what's your name?
Theo.
Theo? Yeah. Oh, you're the fellow had a birthday. You have my name. Well, and if that be so, if that's it's in print, I expect to see you. You're here. I know that for a fact because I have the guest list. But there's another name on that list. And that name is Jesus. I know he's here. I know he's here. You know, they said, you think he's going to come to the feast? You think he'll come? And he said to his brothers, my time is not yet. They said, go up, go up. He said, my time is not yet. But later on, he came to the feast and invited them to drink. I have water to bestow upon you. Come to me and drink. This spake he of the Holy Ghost, which was not yet because Jesus had not yet ascended. Oh, Jesus, you are here. You are here. Psalm 75, 1. Somebody, find. I should say everybody find it. You have your Bible. Psalm 75, 1. I'd like to hear it in something other than the King James Version.
We give thanks to you, O God. We give thanks, for your name is near. Men tell of your wonderful deeds.
We give thanks unto thee, O God. We give thanks unto thee. That's the way to enter in. You know, I look upon the prayer meeting as the most precious, wonderful meeting of the week. Because I'm here, and he's here, and I'm here to obtain help from him. That help that is resident in him to meet everyone's need. And Andrew Murray said, there's enough in Jesus to meet everyone's need, but it takes mighty prayer to bring it down. You know why we're here tonight? We're here to pray. We're here to pray. Oh, pray for one another to obtain this help. There are varied needs, but in Christ, every one of these needs have already been met. Just waiting for us to accept the fulfillment, the answer. We give thanks. Give that thy name. Lord, your name is on the guest list. It's at the head. That thy name is near, that you are present. Let your works confirm that fact. Let my brother Costanza here receive a touch in his leg. Jesus, you are present.
Amen.
You are present.
Yes, Lord.
You are present. I don't know what your need is, but whatever it is, Lord Jesus, meet Kevin's. I have a little twist there. Get that name right. Meet heaven's need.
Amen.
Lord, we're here to receive from you for meeting his need. And James, I prayed for all of you last night. All of you.
Thank you.
I believe I did. I prayed for all of you. Amen. I prayed for all those who are in the city as well. Well, because I know the Lord has a blessing. He has a work, a complete salvation that ministers to the whole man.
Hallelujah.
And Brother, now we're here. We ought to be somewhat excited. Is that the right word? Oh, God.
Praise
God.
The Lord.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
Amen.
All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege. What a privilege to carry everything. Thanks to God. God invites us to come. He wants us to obtain. Prayer is for that purpose, to obtain that salvation, that great salvation. You know, we've been taught, now I've heard it said, if you don't know any other prayer, pray the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. You have it in the 11th of Luke, the first verse. Jesus was praying. His disciples were present. When he ceased praying, they asked him, teach us to pray. Teach us to pray. And he opened his mouth and said, say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Oh God, my Father, let your name be held in reverence. Let it be esteemed very highly. Let your name be glorified in my obtaining the help that you have. Oh, it will redound to your praise. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Oh, let Jesus be manifest in our midst as the King eternal. Hallelujah. King, in that day, Paul says to Timothy, God is going to show openly that Jesus Christ is King of kings and Lord of lords. He's going to show it openly. And all will know that Jesus Christ, God has set him upon that throne. And no one can draw him out of that exalted position. He's going to have all his enemies in derision. And when Jesus comes, we like to sing that, when Jesus comes, he's here. He's here. And wherever Jesus went, you have the account in Matthew 4:23. Who has that? Matthew 4:23. Everyone has it. That's good. It's good for you to see these things for yourself.
Thank you.
You know, when I was a younger person and I listened to my father preach, he and my uncle, they would often quote a scripture verse. Or, you know, they didn't give the reverence like the children. I like that.
Jesus went about all cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing every sickness and every disease among the people.
Everywhere he went, he preached the gospel of the kingdom. And what attended that preaching? People were delivered. He manifested his works of deliverance. Luke 11:20. God, let thy kingdom come to us tonight. Let thy kingdom come.
But if I, and what attended,
by the finger of God, cast out devils,
of the gospel,
no doubt
the kingdom of God has come to you.
Heal every disease and sickness tonight among the people.
You're here. You're here.
Matthew 9:35.
And by the finger of God, work your works of deliverance. Meet needs tonight. Meet needs. Meet all the needs. Meet my brother here, as I said. I don't know what your problem is. I don't know. Maybe you're bringing a loved one to the Lord. Maybe you're praying for your children. Lord, you can arrest them in their way. Just like our brother here. Well, it was our brother. His son. Without a word, God got hold of him and directed him. Lord, give direction tonight. Give direction to these young people.
Yes.
You have a purpose, a plan, and you are in a position because all power is given unto you.
Hallelujah.
You're able by that power to set us into your will and to equip us and enable us to fulfill it. And so I get excited when I come to prayer meeting. And I wonder why others don't come. Why don't they come to prayer meeting? Why don't they come? What an opportunity. But we have some who are crying to God. Oh, God, fulfill your word. You've spoken. It's your intention to make it good. Make it our portion. And so, when the kingdom of God comes, He, Jesus, multiplies the works of the kingdom. And those works touch all of us. All of us. He has His work in us. He has His work in me. He has His work in those who are dear to us. Can we believe Him tonight?
Yes, Lord.
Can we believe Him tonight? Can you give yourself? We had a text. We have a yearly text. And we had this text from Jude. And I always make an attempt to set it to music. Because if it sings in your heart, you know, it has something, a greater effect. So on. And it's build yourselves up on your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Ghost. That's how we contend. And Judas says, I want you to contend for the faith that was once delivered unto your fathers. Pray. 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 Did you hear it, James?
Yes, loud and clear.
Did you hear it, my wife? He's hard of hearing. She says to
this
me,
time you said that in meetings. I think we know it now.
Okay. You newcomers, now you know it. Anyway, you know, we have to hear it and then act on it. Okay, I'm gonna, you know.
Sit down.
you know, this morning everybody did so well. I was at the dining hall. I said, I can't hear anything. I don't hear a thing. Maybe they're all studying to be quiet. Well, let's study to be yielded now. Let's yield ourselves. Lord, get hold of me. And let me respond to your spirit when he puts something on my heart. Let me pray. I don't have to pray long prayers. It's just a short prayer. And it'll do the work. It'll hit the mark. Praise the Lord. What an opportunity we have in prayer meeting to petition God and claim his provision for one another. I'd like to have him. Let what that person in Psalm 75. Unto thee, O Lord, do we give thanks. We have reason to give thanks, and we're going to have continued reason to give thanks because we're going to obtain answers from God. Do you believe that? By our prayer. Oh, we give thanks. That thy name, that you are here, let proof be given to that fact by the fact that you have answered our prayer. You've answered my prayer, Lord. I believe you've answered my prayer. Give me that conviction that when I pray, God hears me and he authorizes me to believe I have an answer. I have an answer. We have an answer to every prayer that we pray. The answer might be manifest immediately, but it's coming. It's coming. It's got to come. It's got to come because the Lord has enjoined upon me to pray. Pray. Ask, he says, and you shall receive.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now I'd like to take any prayer requests that you may have and that you would like to share. I know that sometimes there are unspoken requests, and the Lord knows about them. But if there's a request that you would like to bring tonight for us to share with us and to pray with you, then you can do that.